and you are topping it off with Olympic news.
Kim, the countdown continues for the Rio Olympics in Brazil. Our VOA Olympic fans will remember the opening ceremony will be August 5th at the Maracanã Stadium in Rio de Janeiro. The stadium also hosted the final of the 2014 FIFA World Cup football tournament when Germany defeated Argentina 1-0 in extra time. Joining us now from Rio with an update on the city's Olympic preparations is our friend Luis Piazzi. Luis reports a female Brazilian football star will be in the spotlight shortly before the opening ceremony.
2 days before the opening ceremony for the Olympics in Rio, Miss Marta, the Brazilian 50 times on the row best female soccer player of the world, will kick the ball on August 3rd and light up the slogan of the Olympic Games, Live Your Passion in Rio de Janeiro. There is a saying that the women are more unpredictable than men, so anything can happen, but we can dream of Brazilians playing the final against USA women national team, 3 consecutive times gold medal, the queens of Olympic soccer. Again, about gender, the International Olympic Committee has announced a new rule for transgender athletes to adapt to current social, scientific, and legal attitudes on transgender issues. According to the new guidelines, female-to-male athletes can now take a part in Olympics without surgery, and male-to-female athletes must undergo only hormone therapy. What is for the prep of the event? We asked the mayor of the city, Mr. Eduardo Paes, to speak up on 3 current important matters, security, health, and environment. Related to the Olympic Games, where $10 billion was committed so far. He answered back that none of these are his assignment. The health, including Zika, is a Minister of Health business, a federal issue as it is the security, said the mayor. The environment inquired about the pollution of the Bay for water sports. He said we should ask the State of Rio Water and Sewage Company. We are on it. But one question without answer so far is about a contingency plan on the nuclear power plants, Angra 1, Angra 2, plus a third being built, away just half an hour drive from the Olympic Village. These plants have been temporarily shut down more than once a couple of years ago due to accidents, malfunctioning of equipment, or expired insurance contract. On Zika, the experts don't know just yet how to cure infected people. Officials are confident Zika is not a problem for the Olympics. Top seeds athletes alternate opinions. The ex-number one Rafael Nadal, defeated last Saturday by the Uruguayan Pablo Cuevas, Rio Open champion, said he is not worried with the Zika frenzy. The top Spanish swimmer, Mireia Belmonte, would consider not traveling to Brazil because of Zika. The windsurfer, the Spanish Olympic gold medalist, new mom, Marina Labau, said she got Zika in Brazil last December, but it won't stop her to come back in August. Kitty Schiller, Australian Olympic mission director, said this weekend to the Herald Sun, the Australian girls are prohibited to walk by favelas in Rio, among other areas considered highly dangerous. Also, the girls, if planning to get pregnant after the games, should think twice. Yet, about Zika, we asked Thomas Barrows and Joe Morris, U.S. 49ers sailing team, and here is what Joe said from Baltimore.
Yeah, we're extremely excited to sail on the bay. We haven't had much experience there before, but from what we've heard, the conditions can be quite nice. You know, some people do have concerns about the quality of the water.
In the meantime, a batch of transgene male mosquito made by Oxitec, a British company owned by Intraxon, based in Maryland, flies in 2 cities in Brazil just as a test. The transgene mosquito should get the female Zika pregnant and kill her baby before it infects humans. This is Luis Piazzi for the Sunny Side of Sports.
Here, now, on the Sunny Side of Sports.
follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. One of my Facebook friends in Eldoret, Kenya, Sammy Kitter, sent me a nice logo to help celebrate the Voice of America's 74th birthday on Wednesday, February 24th. That's right, VOA sports fans, our first broadcast was on February 24th, 1942. Listeners in Europe heard the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Then German language announcer William Harlan Hale expressed the policy of VOA. The news may be good or bad, but we shall tell you the truth. I also encourage our Voice of America listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports blog. The address is blogs.voanews.com/sunny. Once again, that address, blogs.voanews.com/sunny. VOA intern Rick Narciss is guest blogger for the latest post titled Moutier Makes Mark in the NBA. And Rick writes about Denver Nuggets rookie point guard Emmanuel Moutier, who has an interesting international background. The 19-year-old Moutier was born in the Democratic Republic of Congo, grew up here in the United States, and played 1 year of professional basketball in China. In NBA action Monday night, the defending champion Golden State Warriors beat the host Atlanta Hawks 102-92. Reigning league most valuable player Stephen Curry scored 36 points for the Warriors, who became the fastest team in NBA history to 50 wins. The Warriors, with only 5 losses, beat the mark set by the 1995-1996 Chicago Bulls, who needed 56 games to win 50. Elsewhere around the NBA, the Washington Wizards host Anthony Davis and the New Orleans Pelicans later Tuesday night. Davis is coming off one of the best performances of the season. He scored a club record 59 points and pulled down 20 rebounds Sunday to lead the Pelicans to a 111-106 win over the Detroit Pistons. Davis joins the now retired Shaquille O'Neal and Chris Webber as the only NBA players with 50 points and 20 rebounds in a game since 1983. Turning to African athletics, the VOA's Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Ouma caught up with a Zimbabwean athlete who's hoping to compete at the Rio Olympics.
Zimbabwe's Rutendo Nyahora aims to make her marathon debut in the Austrian capital Vienna in April. She received a confidence boost after she placed second in the women's 10 kilometers at the Best Made Road Race in the South African capital Tshwane on Saturday.
The race was okay. Like, my aim was to run under 35 minutes because now I'm busy preparing for the marathon. I haven't done my speed yet. So my aim was to run under 35 minutes, and I'm so happy because I managed to run 34:56.
You are thinking of the marathon. What are you aiming with in terms of marathon?
I'm aiming to qualify for the Olympics, Rio.
Yes. Well, what is your personal best?
I haven't run a marathon yet, so I'm training for my first marathon.
When and where do you plan to run your first marathon?
I'm going to run on the 10th of April, and I'm going to run Vienna Marathon.
Yes. That was Zimbabwe's Rutendo Nyahora, runner-up in women's 10 kilometers at the Best Made Road Race, speaking in Tshwane, South Africa. In Spain, Kenyan Cosmas Kiplimo Lagat ran a lifetime best of 2 hours, 8 minutes and 14 seconds to improve his course record at the Seville Marathon on Sunday. 2 years ago, he set the course record at 2 hours, 8 minutes and 33 seconds. Morocco's Hassan Aouchar was third, with South African Sibusiso Nzima fourth, in a lifetime best of 2 hours, 11 minutes and 43 seconds. In the women's race, Morocco's Kuta Boulaid was runner-up in 2 hours, 31 minutes and 25 seconds, while Kenyan Eunice Jepto placed fourth.
Thanks, Mark. That's Mark Ouma reporting from Johannesburg, South Africa. In other news, the International Association of Athletics Federations, the IAAF, has temporarily suspended Isaac Mwangi, the chief executive of Athletics Kenya. The IAAF's ethics board says it suspended Mwangi for 180 days pending an investigation into what it calls potential subversion of anti-doping procedures in Kenya. The suspension comes after two Kenyan runners alleged in an interview with the Associated Press that Mwangi asked for a bribe to reduce their doping bans. Mwangi has denied wrongdoing, and he took temporary leave last week from his duties at Athletics Kenya. In the AP interview, Kenyan athletes Joy Sakari and Koki Manunga allege that Mwangi asked them each for a $24,000 bribe, but they could not raise the money. Sakari and Manunga both tested positive for a banned diuretic at last year's World Championships in Beijing, and they're both serving four-year bans. In addition to Mwangi, three other top officials with Athletics Kenya have already been suspended in connection with the IAAF investigation.
G'day mates, remember me? This is the old sports emperor with a red hot listening tip. That's right, give a listen to my pal, the bright and lively sunny man on the sunny side of sports, right here on the Voice of America.
Hello, Africa. Dr. Larry Zamoja here, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM. Keep getting sporty sunshine with Sunny Young. We all do at Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM, broadcasting out of the cities of Lagos, Abuja, Kaduna, and Onitsha in Nigeria, as well as the World Wide Web on www.brillafm.net. I tell you this. It's always a thrill, yes, a thrill, to remain on the sunny side on Brilla with Sunny. Keep listening, Africa.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Our African football guru, David Legg, joins us now with his latest quiz question.
Which club has qualified the most times to compete in the CAF Champions League? And that includes the former name of the competition. It was then known as the African Cup of Champions Clubs. So what we're talking about, Sonny, is way back to 1964 when this competition started. So it's between 1964 and 2015. Which club has qualified the most times to compete in the CAF Champions League?
2016 is a leap year, David, so we're going to set a deadline of Monday, February 29th, to get your entries in. David and I will now tell you where you can send your entries.
VOA!
It's david.legg, and legg is spelled L-E-G-G-E, at AFP, that's Agence France-Presse.com. So I'll just repeat that one more time. It's david.legg, L-E-G-G-E, at AFP.com.
The Sunny Side of Sports welcomes your comments. You can send me email at sunny@voanews.com. Sunny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. And pick up a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. My full postal mailing address is The Sunny Side of Sports, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, room 1613, Washington, D.C., 20237. And the first three people with correct answers to David Legg's quiz will receive some of those delightful VOA goodies. David tells me this is proving to be a tough quiz before entering the studio this evening. David told me we still don't have three correct answers. I'm VOA's Sonny.